Morning, everyone. We dedicate our learning this morning in memory of John's grandmother. And we hope and pray that her neshama should have an aliyah. So there's this big question when it comes to charoset at the Seder. What is the halachic significance of charoset? Everyone is very careful. Everyone has their own family recipe. How do you make it? This amount of wine, that amount of wine, the figs, dates, whatever, pomegranates. Everyone has something different that they put in their charoset. The question is, what is it, right? Nowhere in the Haggadah does it say you have to make a bracha on charoset. Nowhere in the bracha, in the Haggadah does it say you're obligated to have charoset. And so it really comes down to the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that there are some who believe that it was a mitzvah to eat charoset. However, it seems that nowadays we assume that it's not really a mitzvah. It's rather just simply a small token. And the reason why we have it is, of course, very well known, because it's supposed to sort of be similar to the mortar that was used for the bricks back in Egypt. And so there is clear significance in what it looks like. But at the end of the day, there's no real mitzvah to eat it. It's just simply a custom. And so therefore, in terms of when a person should go ahead and include it in the Seder, it really is all based on either A, what one's family normally does, or B, whatever it says in the Haggadah. So if it says dip here, you dip there. And if it doesn't say that, then you don't have to do that. And so there is, even though we normally have so many details when it comes to how much matzah, how much wine, how much maror, there is no significance when it comes to charoset, other than the fact that you should have a taste of it, at least in the Seder night. And so again, everyone should do according to what their family custom is. Really what it comes down to, though, is what is supposed to be put into charoset. And of course, and far be it from me to tell anyone what their family recipe should or should not be, but there are certain fruits that are supposed to be included, or that at least should be thought of being included, and we know most of these things. Things like figs, things like pomegranates, things like apples, nuts, almonds, these types of foods. And the reason why is because each of them has a scriptural allusion to somehow connecting to the Jewish people. And so therefore, again, however you make it is how you make it, and however you eat it is how you eat it. But just to understand that it's not a mitzvah, it's just simply a really nice thing that we do. That's a very long-standing custom. With that, we conclude the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akiva.